The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the Dennis Daniels Show, the Altus Explosion Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, or its affiliates.
This is the Dennis Effect, where two old lefties make a right turn with commentary on the world, national, and local happenings of today.
Welcome, folks, from the King Quick Studios, located here in downtown beautiful Norwood. You're listening to the Dennis Effect Podcast. I'm Doc.
I'm Slappy Whitey.
And I'm 3D the producer. Hope you all had a wonderful Labor Day, or as we call it at our retail store, Ornery Customer Day.
Yeah, so, hey, Slappy, how's things going?
It's going slow, brother. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm puzzled.
What's that?
Well, you know, as you know, I listen to probably the worst radio station in town, WSUX, Sucks 98.9.
Oh, my.
And the other day they had on the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon. If you remember,
yeah, wasn't that Tony Orlando
They
made soap after those guys.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, I kind of know, you know, you remember when they had the Iranian hostages, they made the song about the Iranian hostages,
yeah,
you know, when they were coming home. But when you really listen to the song, it's about a guy who's in prison for 3 years suffering who knows how much bad, brutal man love. they equated to hostages in Iran. Did the ones in Iran get?
I never picked up on that. I guess I wasn't really queuing in on lyrics back then.
And the other thing was, you know, it's like the bus driver drops him off in front of the house. It's like, what bus station? What bus?
Actually,
Emerson
takes you
right off the front of your house.
Right, takes you to your front door.
Yeah, unless you live in like on the main drag in an apartment.
Maybe that was
the
prison bus.
Yeah, well, you know, I think in prison it was tying something around an oak tree, and it wasn't dead, man. So, what we got shaking going on in the news this week?
I don't know. Why don't you start us off with something? What do you got?
Yeah, well, hey, did you watch that CNN thing the other night, the 7-hour thing, which
the
was
town
titled
hall climate debacle?
Or what if they gave a show and nobody watched?
Oh my gosh,
I couldn't.
There was more hot air flying through that studio than a Led Zeppelin or whatever.
I can imagine, but I just kind of got saw blips of it here and there. But anything you can comment from your end,
well,
if you kind of watched it.
Basically, it was like all of these trillion-dollar plans, and you know, you got them ranging anywhere from $4 trillion to $23 trillion. And I'm like, you know, the national debt's only 22 trillion. Yeah, 22
give or take
trillion.
So
you're just gonna right off the bat whack off, put another $23 trillion on there, Bernie?
Yeah.
So that's madness because everybody had their plan, but nobody was really specific about anything. And then you got Elizabeth Warren basically cashing in on all the different forms of energy. Oh, we're gonna use them all. It's gonna take. We're gonna keep them all involved. Yeah, I know you're gonna have to because you ain't ready for solar or wind energy to run the country or the military.
Yeah.
Try to run a military with solar or wind energy. Can you imagine trying to run a nuclear submarine or these big battleships? You can put up sails like they did back in Christopher Columbus's day or something?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Somehow, I think that I don't think Russia and China would go along with that same program. I'm thinking they're still going to. And that's the kind of thing they're talking about, you know, the carbon footprint. In fact, America's CO2 output is the same as it was in 1985.
I saw some numbers on that.
Yeah.
If the United States right now went to zero emissions today, it would only affect global warming by way less than a 1% of effect on the thing.
Yeah.
Literally, it would have no effect at all.
Yeah, you know, and like, what about China and India?
That's because those countries are blowing it up.
Yeah, you know, you think they're gonna do it?
No, they're gonna keep on blowing it up.
No, the other thing was that guy Ben Ying Yang or whatever is his name? What's his name? Fong or whatever it is.
The debate, the Democrat.
Yeah.
He want to give everybody free money?
Yeah, the Yang. Yeah. Well, he wants to ban all cars. He wants to make you sell your car back to the government, which, you know, is kind of.
Yeah, he's talking about the guzzler types. But yeah, so I'm talking about that, and he's also wanting to buy back all the guns. So anyway, you go, you got a situation there where the where is the government going to get all this money to do these trillion-dollar climate plans? They're going to buy back your guns. They're going to buy your cars. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah, well, you know where that would work is in San Francisco or L.A. Because they said that San Francisco, the council, has designated the NRA as a domestic terrorist group.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, crazy as butt rats out here.
Here's what I'm thinking. Those the homeless addicts that are dropping dookies on the corner of the sidewalks, that's kind of that's domestic terrorism. Because if they've got like some kind of
sickness and stuff.
You know, they got some kind of disease or something, you know, this airborne, you know, it's gonna be like let's see if you ban cars, just have horses and buggies come through San Francisco and LA. It'll be just like it was in the 1800s.
But then you know what? That just increased that methane that they're worried about the cows. What do you get all them horses
well,
back involved?
Yeah, the horses do kind of.
But you know, if you go down the state a ways, you're going to get to L.A. where bubonic plague is about ready to break out on everybody.
Yeah.
So California is a mess, a total mess. Highest taxes. Companies are fleeing. People are fleeing. California is ultimately just going to. Not literally, but figuratively, they're going to fall off into the ocean.
Pretty much.
But Klobuchar standing up there in front of almost all white crowd, claiming how much climate change, how bad it affects people of color. Well, how come she don't have no people of color in the audience? What's that?
Yeah, maybe they're all being affected by the climate change. Oh man, well hey, enough of that. I'll tell you what. Hey, but how about these the Indians that are mad at President Trump for calling Elizabeth Warren? Speaking of which, calling her Pocahontas.
Well, you know the Pocahontas thing to me is kind of old. Let it go. But let me go back to one other thing. Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about climate for a second there, and I'll just pause for a second on that one. Climate change is a multi-billion-dollar industry, huge industry now built on. The fact that global warming's coming and the oceans are going to rising. And 76% of the science industry, if you will, agree with that. But I want to remind everybody, 76% of science at one time said babies should sleep on their stomachs. But 5 years later, 76% of the scientists said, no, the baby should sleep on its back. So just like Einstein's theories and various other things in science, they're constantly being reformed and rethought. And you know, some are even being debunked. Yeah. But having said that, let's get back to.
And
what
you know, but you do
about.
Know that Al Gore is the Vince McMahon of the climate change industry.
He's also the biggest hypocrite when it comes to climate change and environment.
Yeah, but
his carbon footprint is humongous. But anyway, I'm sorry, Doc. I'll get back to what you're talking about.
No, but you know, they were talking about these Indians and Democrats and stuff that are mad at Trump for. Referring to her as Pocahontas, but yeah, it's like a year or two later. But it's like, where was all this outrage when it came out that she had was claiming Indian heritage that she's to get a position at Harvard or Yale, whichever school she went to?
Well, she used that
to get a job.
She used that claim more than once to gain an advantage. And what that does, basically, people that really do have that claim, it's legit for them. Some of them, somebody might have got pushed aside so she could have a spot. Yep. And she was basically, you know, throwing bull around.
It could have been me because she's 1,024th Indian, and I'm like 164th of an Indian. So it's like my toes maybe are Indian. So I'm more Indian than she is, so maybe I lost out on the
Donald
job opportunity.
Trump's more Indian than her, and he ain't no Indian at all. He already said that.
That's not true. You know, just because he has the skin of maize doesn't mean that he is part of that culture.
Well, I know I'm half German, and the other half of me, I don't know what I am. But I know there's some Indian in there. But everybody claims to be Cherokee. You ever notice that? How many people have you met that have said, hey, I got Cherokee blood?
Well, you know, it's from that Paul Revere song.
What
Cherokee people.
Cherokee tribe.
Yeah. Once
so
they heard
proud
that
you live. So proud you died. Okay, I'll show
you. Yeah, once they heard
the
that.
All the rats are running out of the studio.
Yeah, once they heard that, it was like, hey, I'm Cherokee. Well, we used to have a car out here, Cherokee Motors, over there where Paddock meets Vine at the big Indian side, which is still up there. People are getting all hacked off about that thing.
I'm surprised nobody hasn't put a lariat around that thing and jerked it down.
Well, I remember the owner was Irv Singer. He was the old Jewish guy, and he'd have that commercial. He'd have the Indian headdress on and the glasses. Old Jewish guy with like an Indian going, you know, using terms like you don't need no wampum.
Don't come off anti-Semitic. They'll cancel our show. But I do remember him saying once that his great 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 uncle was the guy who got Manhattan Island for $24 for the show.
And you remember that now? Oh, golly.
Okay, slap me now.
Slap me now. Okay, well, hey, what we got going?
But did we touch on San? We touched on
about them calling
NRA
terrorists.
Well, they're not
like,
saying nothing about Antifa, which is based in San Francisco. You got a terrorist organization based in your city, and you're talking about the NRA, which only has 5 million members, by the way.
Right.
So anyway, so just get on with it.
Yeah. But
did you know a little weird thing you might not know?
Yeah.
The Earth rotates at 1,000 miles per hour. That's some serious spinning.
Get out of here.
Thank God for gravity, right?
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, we'd be having to hang on the poles like the cable weather people that are, you know, out talking in the storm. And it's like,
I would have never thought that the Earth spun at 1,000 miles per hour. That's some serious.
And in the fact that it stays in its same.
Yeah.
In the same. It doesn't move.
That's crazy.
Doesn't move.
Like a spinning top.
Yeah, a spinning top that never moves.
Yeah.
It just spins, but stays right in the same spot.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Or so the Germans would have us believe.
But, hey, you know what? I was going to tell you something. You know, you've got, this is kind of a lighter side. I mean, you know, you've got, you know, you're having some, you know, issues with your eyes and stuff. You think you got it bad? Princess Meghan is not allowed to wear diamonds before 6 p.m.
Meghan Markle.
Princess Meghan, yeah.
Well, you know, who would want to live in the royal palace with that old stuffy old bag? I mean, give me a break.
Well, she ain't going to be around forever, you know.
I mean, jeez.
But
you got to have everything critiqued by her.
Yeah, but if she, yeah, but if you're not allowed to wear diamonds before 6 p.m., what's that say for the rest of us?
I know this, man. I could care less about what goes on in the royal family. And I don't know for the life of me why Americans are so interested in the royal family. Who cares? A bunch of rich, stuffy old tea drinkers.
Inbred.
From
generations.
Okay, we can't go to England now. All right.
Hey, we're equal opportunity offenders here, man.
That's right. Dennis been there, done that, bought the shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I tell you, you know, Donald Trump, you know.
Our president?
Yeah, our president.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Yeah, okay, make sure you got the right one here.
Here's my message to Donald. Donald, don't tweet, don't do maps, don't do anything until you run it past Melania, okay? If Melania gives you the okay, you can do it. If she says, no, Donald, don't do this, then don't do it.
Well, you know, it's pretty bad if you got to run it by your wife, who is not from this country to begin with.
But she speaks six languages, so she knows how to insult you in more ways than one.
So,
she's so cool, and she's so calm, and she's so totally, completely stately and dignified. She is absolutely the most awesome first lady ever.
Yeah.
Looks and charm and everything.
Yeah.
You ever see her interacting with all these foreign dignitaries? They can't stand Donald Trump, but boy, they just want to be all over Melania.
Yeah,
they're kissing, they're touching.
Yeah,
he's speaking to him in whatever language they speak.
Hey, they're guys. You know? what more can you say?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, but.
Oh, by the way, Olivia de Havilland, just started celebrating her 102nd birthday.
Wow.
She's the last Gone with the Wind cast and crew survivor. The last one to be alive.
That's wild. I know a few years back, People Magazine had, she was like, when she had turned 90 or 95 or so, they had a picture of her in her hot tub, naked.
Oh, my.
I mean, you know, of course it was covered up, but it was like.
Thank you for covering it up.
Oh, I'm thinking, I don't think I need to see this picture.
Bet she had more weathered crevices than an Ansel Adams picture.
Uh-oh. That was 3D that said that, by the way.
Yeah. So, but, that's pretty, I mean, yeah, 102, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Only in her 95, she was still going pretty well and good physically and mentally. She was, you know.
Well, my mother's 94, and although she's shriveled up like a raisin, she's sharp as a tack still. She can't hear.
Yeah.
She's definitely still sharp and still got a wry sense of humor, and she'll cut you up.
Yeah, I do remember back in the day, you know, with her doing that. But, anyway.
Did I touch on anything about the Aussies by any chance?
No.
Well, let's go down under, mate.
Go down under?
We're going to go down
like
under.
Like we're Men at Work? We're going to have a Men at Work song going on here?
Yes, that's what it is. A 76-year-old Aussie woman was killed by her rooster, okay? She went to collect eggs. It attacked her. She had a varicose vein. I shouldn't be laughing. She got a varicose vein and hit that varicose vein and popped it, and she bled to death before anybody could come. Killed by a little rooster.
And probably the last thing you heard was one, I say, son, that's a deep cut there.
Go away, boy, you're bothering me.
You're bothering me. Hey, son.
Now, but, I got a question. What? Now, does the blood, when it falls from the leg in Australia, does it go counterclockwise?
Well, at 1,000 miles an hour, it goes any way it
was.
And here's another one from down under, Mike. A woman, she has to be a vegan. She only wants to eat them veggies.
Okay. Yeah, hey.
She has a Vegematic in her house, by the way. But here, she sued her next-door neighbors because they like the barbecue meat. And their kids have a little basketball court, and she didn't like the sound of the basketball bouncing up down the so she sued them for that, too.
Did they offer to put like maybe like some corn and pepper on the grill for her?
I don't know what her problem is.
You know, I think that'd be like the first thing, kind of offer.
Maybe throw another shrimp on the barbecue.
That's what they should have done, throw another barbecue.
Well, but the shrimp is like,
But you know what? Two courts have already thrown it out. The high courts and stuff have thrown it out. She says she's not giving up because she's going to keep on going for it. But I got some advice for her. Move to the outback with the crocs, the snakes, and the kangaroos, mate.
Yeah, nobody's barbecuing out there. All the barbecuing out there.
Tasmanian devils and chew all there.
Yeah, she'll be bitching about the Tasmanian devils.
I find it ironic that she lost at two courts over a basketball.
And somebody's barbecuing meat.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, that's just basic man, you know, a carnivore, you know.
Well, they eat, them Aussies, they eat meat.
Yeah.
And they drink beer.
I mean, have you seen a Foster's can? It's like the size of a coffee can, literally.
Yeah, they like that. They like their beer, man.
Yeah.
She's had worse luck on the courts with the basketball since Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, some of us won't be able to relate to that.
Yeah,
3D.
He could shoot three throws. He was lousy.
Oh, yeah, but some of us out here are not. They don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got there?
Hey,
bro?
You know, they were talking. Lori Loughlin was, Aunt Becky or something, whatever she was from Full House.
Yeah.
She's now regretting the decision not to take the plea deal.
Yeah. Because there's a little room waiting for her.
Well, she's mad at her husband because her husband, you know, talked her into rejecting the deal.
Because he wasn't charged, was he?
Yeah, he's charged.
Oh,
they're both charged. I mean, he said he thinks they're being a targeted because they're rich. Because they're worth $100 million.
No, they're being targeted because they broke the law.
You broke the law, and you...
You broke the law,
yeah,
and the law won.
Yeah, or it's going to win. So, I mean, they're looking at like 40 years.
But, you know, speaking of Hollywood and people from Hollywood, what's going on with the Dems in Hollywood and this the McCarthyism thing, man?
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that. McCarthy outed people and tried to get people and expose them for political beliefs and stuff.
Yeah.
So what are the Dems doing? And I will remind them, McCarthy went after Hollywood.
Yeah.
So now Hollywood is doing exactly the same thing Joseph McCarthy did.
Yeah, it was Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick, both are from Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones they were trying to get people. They were trying to out any actors who had attended some kind of Trump fundraiser or some kind of event that was during one of the award shows.
Yeah, that is the epitome of hypocrisy when you are doing what somebody used to do to you.
Yeah, but supposedly some of the older Hollywood people kind of reeled them back in and going, hey, look, we've seen this before.
Well, didn't Whoopi go off on
you? I think Whoopi did. I think Whoopi kind of came
now,
back.
Now, if ultra-liberal Whoopi's going off on you, you must be crossing over the line.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that's the case.
If they're not careful, they're going to have themselves a fall from Will and Grace.
Okay, slap him now. And that's why they call me Slappy. I'll remind you that.
Yeah.
What else you got over there, big guy?
Hey, you know what? What they're also saying is coming back in style.
What's that?
The bowl cut.
The bowl cut.
Yeah, and that came from the that report comes from the University of Dorothy Hamill.
Well, that's so we're all going to be looking like Moe.
Yeah, Moe Three Stooges. Yeah, the bowl cut is coming back.
Or Four Man's Ringo.
Well, I remember seeing a little skit on Saturday Night Live one night where somebody had gone to China and they went to get a haircut. And they go into the barber, and the barber's showing them pictures of what they can get. And the first picture is Mao. Then the next picture is Mao. And then the third picture is Pete Rose.
my older sister, my mom made her cut my hair one time. And it ended up looking like a bowl cut. I had to go to the barber here. We'll hey, okay, we'll start to kind of wrap things down here. Anything else you got to talk about?
I got a closing thing to talk.
I got a closer, but you got one more thing here.
What about Mayor de Blasio?
Oh yeah, what about him?
The report came out. Talk about one of the biggest stooges in politics. The report came out that in the month of May, he was at City Hall 7 total days.
I thought it was 7 hours.
No, he was 7 days? It was several hours, but he was only there 7 days.
7 days, several hours. So.
Not necessarily a whole day.
So he's kind of part-time.
But he was in the limo every day going to the gym and having a Danish afterwards. So they talk about Donald Trump and various other people wasting the taxpayers' money. Well, somebody's paying him, and he ain't showing up at City Hall.
Well, it's like these guys that you see in the bar at 1 in the afternoon that are getting drunk. Somebody's paying them to drink.
That's why I call him de blah blah Blasio.
Da da da. What?
I got one more for you.
One more, okay.
Since 1921, no one has done what Babe Ruth did, and that was be the winning pitcher, hit a home run, and also play in the field.
Until
Michael Lorenzen of the Cincinnati Reds did it this past week. Hit a home run, played in the field, and was the winning pitcher. Now, that's 99 years, Doc, since the Sultan of SWAT did it.
Specialization, it's kind of like when Cardinals used to have that Rick Ankiel.
Yeah.
He was a pitcher until he lost his control and then went to the outfielder.
Right.
It could be the same thing for Lorenzen. He could end up.
Well, you see, a lot of, over the years, I remember the Reds had a guy named Mel Queen that played in the outfield, and he could throw the ball 100 miles an hour. So they tried their best to make him into a pitcher, and it wasn't meant to be. But but this thing, 99 years, all of those years in baseball, and it never happened.
All the games been played.
99 years.
Pretty wild.
But congratulations to Mike Lorenzen. You're in the record book with alongside Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, ain't that something, man? Okay.
Are you worthy?
We'll find out.
No, you're going to close this out?
Yeah, we'll close out here. I actually want to close out with some time passages of people who faded in history but have moved on. First one I've got here is Jim Lovell. He's 99 years old. You wouldn't recognize the name, but if you remember the video of when Lee Harvey Oswald was being escorted out to the
he was the sheriff.
He was the one with the hat. He wore the hat and kind of.
And Harvey was handcuffed to him, by the way.
Yeah. He was the one that was handcuffed to him when Ruby shot him. Passed away this week at 99 years old.
Did you know Lee Harvey Oswald told him before they walked out there, "Now don't let nobody shoot me." And the guy said, "Ah, nobody's gonna shoot you."
Yeah, and much for that. And Jimmy Johnson, not the coach or the race car driver, but Jimmy Johnson was a session guitar player who was part of the Swampers at Muscle Shoals. He was actually one of the co-founders of the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios.
Oh, I see.
He played on songs like by Aretha and all those.
Oh.
And he was one of the Swampers, which if you remember in the last verse of Skinner's Sweet Home Alabama,
right.
Muscle Shoals got the Swampers.
Yes.
He passed away at 74.
Wow.
And there's a couple others. The last one, well, there was a couple more, but the one is Jesse Combs. And you probably wouldn't recognize the name, but she was on the overhauling on car shows on Velocity and Motor Trend. She has the land record for four wheels for speed record.
She got killed.
She was trying to beat her own record, which is kind of like, why would you want to do that if you've got the record?
And she was a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Yeah, but she got killed, so passed away at 39 years old.
Well, like they say, speed kills, brother.
Speed kills all the way, brother.
Well, Doc, it's been a short show because we had some limitations this week, but it's been a good show.
Yeah, well, we'll keep it going on here, and folks, if you want to discuss, give a comment or something. 3D, what's our Gmail address again?
Dennis Effect Podcast, DennisEffectPodcast @gmail.com.
Yeah, DennisEffectPodcast@gmail.com.
So on behalf of Doc, this is Flappy Whitey.
I'm 3D.
Have a good one, and we're going to see you soon.